Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Will Ireland's 1 million students be returning to school next Monday as planned? Well, that's what Health Minister Stephen Donnelly this afternoon described as the big call that government has to make. An announcement is expected on Wednesday. And as we speak, Education Minister Norma Foley is meeting opposition TDs on the matter. We'll hear from Sinn Féin's Donnacha O'Leary later in the programme after that meeting has ended. But in the last 10 minutes, the Teachers Union of Ireland has recommended that the current closure period for schools be extended by 1 week at least to the 18th of January. We're going to speak now to Kieran Christie, who's General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. He's not long out of a meeting with the Education Minister as well, and also to Professor Jack Lambert, who's Specialist in Infectious Diseases at the Mater University Hospital in Dublin. You're both very welcome to the programme. I should say in a little while also we'll hear from a County Limerick Secondary School student who's in the thick of all of this, by all accounts, being a student. But coming to you first, Kieran Christie, if I may. You went into your meeting today seeking reassurances from government, basically, and public health officials that it's safe for schools to reopen as planned next Monday. Did you get those reassurances?
Good evening, Cormac. Well, I suppose the first point I would make is that we're a little bit perplexed this evening because I didn't hear Minister Donnelly this afternoon and him talking about the biggest call the government has to make. I was at a meeting where the minister didn't appear to be aware that a call had to be made because it was very definitive that from her point of view, schools will be reopening on Monday. But that so be that. The point I would make to you in relation to your question...
Sorry, Minister Norma Foley didn't let it be known to you at all that it was under consideration, an extension of the closure was under consideration, no?
No, not at all. But the point I would make is that we sought assurances from the minister, and I asked her a very direct question when I got the opportunity. Will schools be safe next Monday in the context of the new variant strain of COVID and the massive escalation of numbers that we have in the country? And unfortunately, she was a long way short of convincing. And it was unfortunate that she attended the meeting without the benefit of having bringing along anybody with the medical expertise from the NPHET group to support her contention in that regard.
So who was at the meeting from the government side?
Pardon me?
Who was at the meeting from the government side then?
Well, the minister was
the
only person. It was attended by officials from the Department of Education and other stakeholders. But the point I would make is that there's a big job of work to be done this week to convince us and to convince students and everybody else throughout the country that schools will be safe for the reopening. Now, I would re-emphasise that normal schooling is best, and that goes without saying, but people are very fearful of the reopening next Monday.
As you stand this evening, then, Kieran Christie of the ASTI, do you follow the TUI, who in the last number of minutes called for the closure of schools to remain until at least the 18th of January?
Well, we've always made the point that we will be guided by the medical expertise. And it would seem to me that a space has to be found and time has to be found to look at the implications of the new variant strain and look at the implications of the runaway numbers that we have throughout the country. And once it's assessed, and I don't know how long that will take, that schools are safe to reopen, then they should immediately reopen. That would be our position.
Yeah, but I mean, what are you saying this evening then? You've had your meeting with the minister. Where do you stand this evening? Open or not next week?
Well, we take comfort from the fact that the decision doesn't appear to be quite made up yet. But certainly, unless we get proper assurance, and it hasn't been forthcoming, that schools are safe to reopen next Monday, of course they shouldn't reopen.
And what kind of a reassurance are you looking for that you didn't get this evening?
Well, right throughout this whole pandemic, we have been guided by the medical professionals and the data that underpins their advice. Now, we have seen no data, and we're hearing about no data, and I asked about data today, but none was provided, in relation to the new variant strain, and it's allegedly far more transmissible than the previous one. Now, currently, students sit 1 metre apart in schools. My question is that still sufficient in the context of the new variant strain? currently teachers are between 1 to 2 meters away from their students. Again, my question is that sufficient in the context of the new strain of the virus? We need to see data that supports the contention one way or the other.
What if the data isn't there? We know that the UK variant, for want of a better term, is here, but that its prevalence is limited. It seems to me, based on how I interpret the various reports and data over the last number of days, that the latest surge is predominantly down to behaviour and the older strain of COVID-19. Now, in that situation, we have as much data as we can get, don't we, about the older strain? And if the prevalence of the newer strain is limited, where do you stand on the reopening of schools next week?
Well, Cormac, a day seems to be a long time in this pandemic, and the idea that a more prevalent and transmissible strain, which we know is present, is not spreading allegedly at far greater speed than the old one used to spread, that it's just going to freeze in time is bordering on ridiculous. So we've got to factor in the prospect that this new strain is there and it's active. And the question we need to address is, what's its implications for schools?
Okay, so you seem to be happy to wait until Wednesday or that the newest data possible is available. Let's bear with me for a moment. We'll listen to Professor Jack Lambert and see what he has to say. Where do you stand on the reopening of schools next week, Professor Lambert, based on what we know?
Well, I mean, the issue is COVID is on the increase again. We're into another surge. How big this surge is going to be, we don't know. Time will tell. So it's a day-by-day decision that we have to make here, you know. If you look at the numbers in the community, they're increasing. If you look at the percentage of people who are infected, it's increasing. If you look at the numbers of people who are coming to the hospital, they're on the increase. So the numbers are increasing. It's kind of hard to make a decision for 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks because you don't know what's going to happen next week. Is our surge going to stabilize by the weekend? Is it going to continue to surge for the next 2 to 3 weeks? See, it's hard to kind of say we need to make a decision about going back to school a week on Wednesday because we don't have data for the day before a week from Wednesday to kind of give us guidance on what the right thing to do is. Of course, we want to have schools, education for our children preserved, but we don't want to do that at the expense of outbreaks in the schools, kids bringing the virus back home to vulnerable people, kids spreading the virus to vulnerable teachers within the school system. This is a very challenging time, and there's no easy answer to this.
But the government have been telling us consistently that the school environment is a safe place. So, I mean, is there a reason to reconsider that statement in light of what's been happening in the last number of days?
I think it's a safer place, okay? It has been safer. There's data that younger kids have there's been less infections and outbreaks in schools historically, but that's because COVID has been circulating in very small numbers in the community. But now if it's up to 10%, and who knows, it might be up to 15% of those tested are positive for COVID over the next week. It increases the possibility that there's going to be more outbreaks in school, more kids bringing it back home. And if you look at the behavior of kids and young adults after school, maybe they are socially distancing and they are wearing masks and doing all the right things in the school. But I've observed, and I think everybody has, as soon as they're out of school, people are congregating, people are not socially distancing, people are kind of taking their masks off, close to each other. It just increases the possibility.
So what would your advice be to government on the question of reopening schools next Monday?
Well, it's not my decision. I would be very cautious. I see COVID spreading all over the world. I'm not so concerned about this new COVID variant. I'm just concerned about the regular COVID strain that's been in Ireland for the last year. Mm-hmm. It's highly infectious. It's increasing in numbers in the community. It's going to increase in all populations, including children, and that puts us at risk. So I would actually be cautious about making a decision to go back to school at all costs.
Unions then, who are calling for a deferral until the 18th of January, are you saying that's possibly the better course of action?
that might be a possible reasonable decision. Back in October, when they were threatening to have legal sanctions about about going back and opening up, I was against the opinion of the school unions and stuff. But in this situation, we are surging. This is the worst possible time. It's the middle of winter. Everybody's in the house. Nobody's outdoors. This is the time that COVID is going to spread at its worst, possibly. So I think we actually have to play it day by day. And I would be very cautious about having a blanket statement. We should open the school at all costs next Monday.
Can I go back to Kieran Christie for a moment then? Some of the other teacher unions are unequivocal in their call for a deferral of reopening from next Monday until the 18th of January. You seem to be equivocating, and I don't understand why, based on what Professor Lambert has said.
I'm not equivocating. I'm actually saying something that could be more long-term, in that I'm saying that it's the case that we don't know whether or not schools are safe places, and until we do, we shouldn't go back. And that may take 2 to 3 weeks. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that our members and students, whether it's for 1 week or 2 weeks or more, should not be going back to schools that are unsafe.
Okay, so perhaps I misinterpreted, and I apologise if so. You may be going along the Scottish route then and say, if you don't get the reassurance that the school environment is safe, perhaps January in its entirety should be a question of closure.
I would hope not, but it's an open possibility, and it sounds like, from listening to the previous contributor, that it's a very open possibility indeed.
Okay. Can I turn for a moment to Callum Hederman, who's a six-year student at John the Baptist Community School in Hospital in County Limerick. You're very welcome to the programme, Callum. Based on what you're hearing, based on what you're reading, based on what you and your friends are thinking, how do you see the reopening of schools next Monday?
Well, firstly, Cormac, I'd just like to say a massive thank you for having me on the show. To be quite frank about it, students are terrified. Listening to the contribution of the last two contributors, it's quite distressing. We're faced with the incredibly harsh dilemma of placing our education over our personal health and that of our close ones. And as 12 to 18-year-olds in a second-level setting, no young person should ever be expected to make a decision as serious and dangerous as that.
How is it affecting the mental health of students?
Well, I think wellbeing has been a central theme of publications from the government and Department of Education, but it's been nothing more than principle, unfortunately, as our cries for clarity and decisive action has been met with more uncertainty from Minister Foley. A survey conducted by RT yourselves on the Leaving Cert class of 2020 highlighted that over 46% of polled students reported high levels of depression and or anxiety due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And as a six-year student myself, I believe that the government's reaction and attitude has and will result in a similar, if not more significant, pattern for students.
Mm. If briefly now, if you don't mind, if a decision is made to close schools but for teaching to go online, is that satisfactory for the interim period?
I think it's very important to note that if schools do close, it will have an immense impact on our learning, especially those from a socioeconomic disadvantaged background and students with disabilities. Access to education should never be an issue for people in our country, and the lack of forward planning and learning taken from the past experience of the government is very disappointing. We look at what happened this September after launching students and teachers unprepared into the March lockdown last year. There should have been best and worst case forward planning. Students and teachers clearly struggled and needed additional digital infrastructure and support. We needed proactivity from our government, not reactivity. But we are now looking at a similar situation to the first lockdown last year, except with an exponential increase in confirmed cases, higher community transmission levels, and no close contact testing. We need definitive action from our government and specifically Minister Foley.
Okay, well, you and your friends right across the student body are in the eye of the storm, so the best of luck to you. I'm sure we'll talk to you at some point in the future. Callum Hederman, six-year student at St. John the Baptist Community School in Hospital in County Limerick. Thank you very much indeed. And beforehand, Kieran Christie of the ASTI and Professor Jack Lambert.